BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Y'all know what it is, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all already know what's going on. It's Friday inside the Madhouse. And I told y'all yesterday, boy, that cold weather was coming back. Muy, muy frio for the whole weekend. Muy, muy frio. Nah, it ain't got cold as it's going to get. 43 degrees right now. Today's high is going to be right near 48. Good news is the sunshine is back. Now, tomorrow, your wake-up temperature tomorrow, depending on what thing you get up. If you getting up before 9 a.m. tomorrow, woo! Boy, gonna be, it's gonna be muy, muy frio, Titanic cold out there tomorrow. Early in the morning, about, your wake up temperature, if you're waking up before 9 a.m., is gonna be like, I don't even want to tell you, about 27, between 27 and 32 degrees, depending on where you're at. All right. Then if you go into the parade tomorrow, because, you know, the MLK parade takes place tomorrow downtown Charlotte. This year it will be on the square. So if you go into the parade tomorrow, your parade temperature tomorrow is slated to be right around 36 degrees. Between 36 and 38 degrees tomorrow. All right, and then after that, we're going to get a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of rain for tomorrow. But today, nothing but sunshine. The high is at about 4 to 8. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Been over there working with Steve Uterson, baby. I'm going to be the new black weather man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We ain't got no black weather man in the city, dude.
No,
we got some black weather women, but we ain't got no black weather man.
Okay.
I want to be the black weather man. I'm going to be the black Mark Mathis. I'm going up there and turn
up. Whatever you want to be.
Thank you. I appreciate that confidence and support.
Yeah.
How you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
I'm good.
I want to send a shout out to Cochrane Collegiate and Northridge Middle School. I went out there for their game yesterday, and shout out to Northridge. They took the win in that one. So
okay.
Shout out to both of those teams out there playing hard.
That's what it is. Yeah. Man, love that middle school basketball.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, also the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian Bubba.
I say good morning.
Everybody over there, McClinton.
Good morning.
Cochran.
Good morning.
Eastway.
Good morning.
All the way back to rest.
Good morning.
What up, Bubba? How you feeling this morning? Y'all right?
I'm feeling good, boy. What's it's my favorite day. Friday.
Oh, God, that you.
No, I ain't have no song. It's just, you know, I love Fridays.
Yeah.
That means it's the weekend.
Yeah, it'll be Monday in 21 hours.
But I'm going to enjoy it Saturday.
What's Saturday?
Nothing. I ain't got to work.
Oh, okay. You going to parade?
Of course. I'm hosting it.
Do you host the parade? When did they book you? I didn't see your name.
You ain't got to worry about all that.
I didn't see your name.
No. I'm sorry. I'm not hosting. I'm judging. I'm judging.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't see your name.
Right. I'm judging.
Oh, okay. All right.
Shut up, dang.
I didn't see your name beside mine. I was just wondering.
I do everything. You know they're probably going to give me a microphone.
No, we're not. We're not.
We?
Yeah, I'm hosting.
I know you are, but you're not in control.
Yes, I am. If I got the mic, then I'm in control.
It's more than one microphone.
You're not getting it.
All right, enough of that ego talk.
I'm just messing with it. No, Burpee was there last year. We had a good time. The MLK parade is a little different. We get to be ourselves. It ain't all cookie cutter. We get to go up there. It's a turn-up parade, Jessica. It's really dope. Power 98 is going to be in the parade tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all want to come out and see your Power 98 personalities, pull up at the parade tomorrow morning, downtown Charlotte, right near the square. All right, let's get it started. You know we're going to have some cheerleaders in the building. We got a special visit this morning by Stunner for Vegas.
His album dropped in his hat.
Rich Young and Big Folk Time. He going to be stopping through this morning. So we got an action-packed show for y'all. And, of course, we got plenty of giveaways. And we got your money word coming up at 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $1,000 in cold hard cash. We got it all for you. Why would you go anywhere else? Let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Baby, yeah.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 48, 43 degrees on you at the house right now. Good news is no rain, sunshine. You're going to need that coat all day long, though. Cold, but I told y'all the cold front was coming in, and it's getting even colder this weekend. We might even run into some ice early in the morning, so watch out for that. Yep. Right about now, you know what time it is. It's time to find out hashtag MHQOTD. Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
And that question of the day is being brought to you by Cheesecake Carousel. Queen City, there's an authentic New York cheesecake company on the corner of Trade and Tryon. It's Cheesecake Carousel. Choose from many cake flavors like cookies and cream, red velvet, and more. Cheesecake is our world. Quality is our passion.
All right. So yesterday I was surfing the internet and came across this video. And the video takes place in a church. A bishop at the church had passed away. And in his will, he said, I do not want another bishop, he listed that bishop's name, to speak at my funeral. He cannot speak at my funeral. Well, they notified that bishop the day before that he was not allowed to speak at the funeral. Mm. Programs had already been printed. His name was already in the program. The day of the funeral, what happens? The bishop takes the pulpit to actually speak at this funeral. Another bishop walks up, stops him in the middle of his sermon, takes the mic and says, I cannot allow you to do this. This man made it very clear in his will that you are that he did not want you to speak at his funeral. Mm. Senior pastor steps in. He says, hey, you know, this is hate in my church. I'm not going to allow that. We're going to allow this man to speak, you know. So it brings this question up. Do you honor the should you honor the last request of a dying person or someone that has already passed away?
If they had a last wish.
So they're whatever their last, if they're, you know, the things, specific things that are in their will or something that they might have told you on their deathbed after they have passed away. Do you honor that person's wishes?
Like they might not want somebody at their funeral.
Exactly. Like this man made it very, very clear. I do not want this man speaking at my funeral. And they did not honor his request. Mm. They went ahead and they let this man speak at his funeral.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah. You, if that's their last wish, that's what they've told you or that's what they put on video or that's what they wrote down, then let them RIP, rest in peace with their last wish. Yeah, I say, yeah, honor their last wish.
It depends. If it's a ridiculous request, then no. But then again,
what would be ridiculous?
I don't know. I don't know. To me, this isn't ridiculous, but it's like, I mean, what you gonna do if he do speak? You dead.
My family gonna stand up for me. That's what I'm gonna do, boy.
But I mean, he spoke anyway. Another problem I have is the people who he said, who he told the request to, they only told the bishop a day before. So it's like that man been preparing for the longest to give this speech at a funeral to speak at a funeral, and now you telling him that he can't. I mean, that's messed up on the people's part. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he dead. What are you gonna do about it?
Okay, Jeff.
I 100% believe that you honor the person's last wishes. You don't know why people make the request that they make. The only way that you do not honor a person's request is if it is something extravagant to the point where you just can't do it. You
like
don't
you
have the money
to
be able to afford it or anything like that. But if you can make it happen, and in this case, they could have made it happen,
right. You
honor whatever it is that person is requesting.
All right, how do they tap in?
You let us know on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail. Do you honor the last wishes of someone who has passed away?
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
623 here in the Queen City. Good morning, Nosy Neighbor. Here's a Nosy Neighbor News quickie for you. Charlie Wilson is back. He's got a Valentine's Day song.
It's called
Forever Valentine, and it's his first solo release since his 2017 album, and it's a win it. Bruno Mars actually worked with Charlie Wilson on the song, co-writing, co-producing, and he also worked with the production team on it, and he is singing backup on the song. So you all check that out. Once again, it's called Forever Valentine from Uncle Charlie Wilson.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. Last name Wilson. That's what I remember from Uncle Charlie. Did I tell you about the time I hung out with Uncle Charlie Wilson in Vegas?
No.
It was so dope. Man, it was so... So I'm in Vegas. We at the Billboard Awards. And, you know, I had never met him, and he came to my table, and we just talked and chopped it up, and we went around and went to the different tables, the gambling tables in Vegas, and he started calling me his nephew. That's my nephew right there. I was like, what? I'm cool with Charlie Wilson, baby. Charlie Wilson, baby. I don't care if y'all don't like my story. It's true. My uncle, that's my uncle, Charlie Wilson.
Good job.
You a hater, man.
Hey,
you a hater.
Hey, you. Don't you tell that story anymore.
I don't care. Me and Charlie Wilson chopped it up in Vegas. That's my big uncle now. So I want to hear the song. Do you got the song?
Blah, blah, blah.
Do you have a song?
No, I don't have. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'm sure it's good. Charlie Wilson puts out great music.
No doubt.
He still sing, too.
Big Unk.
He can't.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. His music from Roddy Rich is balling here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Gonna Grammy. Yeah.
Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Young Thug, Gunna, Travis Scott, Hot Remix, and you already know what today is. Today is a Cheerleader Friday.
It's Cheerleader Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Right, it is a Cheerleader Friday in the Madhouse, and we had a squad from the Big Eye Independence High School. If you want to see them, we are live on Instagram and Facebook at Power 98 FM. Let's go, ladies.
D-E-D is too hot for you. Get up. Get on your feet, because you're messing with the best, and that's E-D. Don't sweat.
For new hip hop
and R&B.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Good morning.
Thank you very much. This is Coach Davis from Independence. Basketball coach, boys basketball coach. Woo!
Good morning, Coach Davis. You want to send a shout out?
Yeah, I got to shout out the best cheer squad in Charlotte, North Carolina high school. The Independence ladies, they want all the smoke.
Thank you, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Y'all represent, ladies. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
Hey, we're about to have a big game tonight, and the ladies going to represent, and all the basketball teams, we got to get this dub tonight against Myers Park, too. So Charlotte better come out and represent. Come watch Independence get these dubs.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too.
We got more with Independence High School when we come back inside the Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug, we about to put some bop in this Power 98 debate.
I mean it like Harrison, baby on baby drop. I'm hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with what's your name? Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take. I woke up a couple meal on my
It's Cheerleader Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
That's right. It is a Cheerleader Friday in the Madhouse, and we have the ladies from Independence High School. They've already done one cheer for us, but if you want to see them, don't forget we are live on Instagram and Facebook at Power 98 FM. You ready, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We about to meet the Big Eye Independent Cheerleaders, along with the Homecoming Queen. I heard she was in the building too. What's up? What's going on?
Hey.
What up? What up? What up?
My name's Mariah Walker. And I'm in 9th grade.
My name is Maya Connor, and I'm in 11th grade.
My name is Leah Mullis, and I'm in 11th grade.
My name is Destiny Bridges, and I'm a freshman.
My name is Talia Mobley, and I'm a freshman.
My name is Mayana Hayes, and I am a freshman.
My name is Cameron Huntley, and I'm a senior, and I'm the varsity cheer captain, co-captain.
And where your voice at?
It's going
you would never know that because she was one of the loudest ones over
she
there.
She was doing her thing.
My name is Amber Ziegler. I am her Independence Homecoming Queen, and I'm a senior, and I'm also the cheer captain. Shout out to my coaches, Coach Mitchell Smith, Coach Bogus, Coach Ashley, and Auntie Connie, and
happy birthday to Miss Pam and Miss Bogus.
I got to send a shout out to my child over there at Independence. He plays on a JV squad, Chance. That's
okay.
That's my adopted son over there, so shout out to Chance.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And morning.
Here on Power 98.
All right, boy, you know what time it is. We're going to let y'all shine inside the Madhouse 570 WPEG. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy. It's that her YG. We gon' slide. It's Power 98.
You always wearing them glasses.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside of the Madhouse. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your
daddy.
All right.
I'm trying to let my wife shine this morning. She just gave birth to our beautiful baby girl, and she's just the best wife anybody could ever ask for.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. What's your wife and what's your baby's name?
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, you hung up? Aw.
Good morning. Who this here?
Good morning. People, we made it. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
You want to let shine?
Yeah, I got three people I want to let shine.
Well, let them shine,
May,
then.
Bet, and Jazz. It's their birthday. Turn up and then Golden. My daddy!
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let the light shine on my kids, Zayden and Gavin, because they're doing so good in school, and mommy is proud of y'all.
Oh, shout out to the babies.
I'm proud of them as well.
Good morning. Who you let shine this morning?
You already know what time it is, Leezy. I would like to let my daughter, Shamara Cook, shine because she is getting ready to start her first freshman year in college on next Wednesday, and what is, hey,
what school is she going to?
She, we live in upstate New York, Miss Jessica, and she's going to Mohawk Community Valley Community College.
Well, congratulations to her. I want to send a shout out. Do we have any more people on the line?
No.
Okay. I want to shine the light on a young lady. Her name is Zoe Scott, and she won first place in the third through fifth grade art category for the district level, and she's going to be recognized at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. National Observance event. Right. Okay. Here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Her name is Zoe Scott. She did a wonderful project. And it's over at Bain Elementary. She's a student over at Bain Elementary. Shout out to Travis Scott. He sent me the information.
Travis Scott, the singer?
No. But shout out to Zoe. I'm actually going to post a picture of her and her project on our Instagram page. Congratulations.
Nosy Neighbor News is on the way at 7:24.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on our...
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
That's right. Your Nosy Neighbor News is coming up next. Someone dropped a brand new album. Got details about that. And it's not... Stunner for Vegas, somebody else, because we talking about Stunner for Vegas album all day long. Kodak Black, boy, he's talking about his life in jail. Got details about that. Razzby, he had a rough night. Odell Beckham Jr., he in a little bit of trouble. But someone is upset with 50 Cent. There is an actress out here that is upset with 50 Cent. Who is it?
Actress? Mm-hmm. Vivica Fox. She always upset with 50 after she ate his groceries.
Okay. All right.
She stay upset with 50. I don't know. Maybe she didn't order the groceries before she ate them.
They both should be upset about that. But listen.
Hey.
To each his own.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Find out.
You leave 50 alone.
Find out who it is. I'm actually pretty interested in seeing this one go back and forth.
Okay.
But, yeah, find out who it is coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
That little baby, whoa, you know what I mean? Charlotte's plug, you know what's coming up. The Nosy Neighbor News is up next. Your chance to get tickets for the Millennium Tour. It's Power 98.
What's going on, y'all? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, January 17th. Now, 50 Cent said that Eminem's album was on the way. Well, it is here. The rapper dropped a surprise album. It's called Music to be Murdered By. The album has 20 tracks, and it has features from Young M.A., Black Thought, Juice WRLD is also on there, Q-Tip, and Anderson .Paak. In addition to the album, Eminem gave fans the video for Darkness. So you all check that out today. Kodak Black took to Instagram to reveal that he is concerned for his life while he is in prison. In part of the post, he told the story of Pete, who passed away after being held in solitary confinement. He also called out two officers in another post and claimed that his mail is being held from him, and they're not delivering the letters that he's sending out to the people that he's sending letters out to. Now, this isn't the first time that Kodak has made some allegations against the police officers out there in Miami. If you recall, he said the same. This is the same department that he says drugged him and didn't give him medical attention when he asked for it. Razzby has been arrested for DUI in California. The B2K singer was arrested right after he was caught running a red light. When he was given a sobriety test, he didn't pass. All right. Then he got arrested. Hours later, he did end up paying his $5,000 bond and he was released. Odell Beckham Jr. is in a little bit of trouble. The New Orleans Police Department has obtained an arrest warrant for the NFL player. In a video that has gone viral, you can see him slapping the butt of a police officer. Now they want him for battery against a police officer, but the report originally wanted to charge him with misdemeanor sexual battery, but a judge actually denied that charge. Odell Beckham Jr. says that his team is currently handling this situation. It's Taraji P. Henson. Yes, Taraji P. Henson really isn't feeling 50 Cent right now. The actress stopped by T.I.'s podcast and shared her thoughts on 50 comparing his show Power to her show Empire. She says our show has nothing to do with his show. We're talking about two different subject matters. Then again, 50, do you know what I had to do to get here? Why tear down another black person for competition? There's a million other shows that you can compete with, and to do that publicly, it's embarrassing. Taraji P. Henson's words. All right, a lot of birthdays today. Check it out. Happy birthday to our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, Steve Harvey, Muhammad Ali, Jim Carrey, Betty White, Ray J, Lil Jon, James Earl Jones, Maury Povich, and Eartha Kitt. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
I'm gonna make it easy for y'all today. Miss Jessica told y'all it's at least four people's birthday today. Woo, name four of the birthdays that Jessica said today. 570-WPEG. First call through correct answer. You going to the Millennium Tour.
Take Power 98.
Hashtag Larry Mad being brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House. Y'all know how we do it each and every Friday night. Tonight, myself, DJ Butterfingers, we up in it. 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard, them $150 VIP tables, free admission to midnight. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Miss Jessica just told you a little bit about this story. Well, I'm going to go more in detail. I am mad this morning at OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. Okay, so like Ms. Jessica told y'all, an arrest warrant has been issued for Odell Beckham, OBJ, for simple assault, for slapping a police officer on the booty in the locker room. Well, she didn't tell y'all that this police officer is a male police officer that he smacked on the booty in the locker room. What she didn't tell y'all was OBJ was also in the locker room seen handing out money. Now, some people are saying the money was fake money, and other people are saying the money wasn't fake, and some of the seniors said they took the money. OBJ, all the scrutiny that college players come under for taking money, for taking gifts, you're going to put your LSU, you're going to put them at jeopardy. You're going to put the juniors and the sophomores at jeopardy for you coming in the locker room and allegedly, well, seen on camera, giving out money. Why would you do that, OBJ? You already know. You've been there before, so you already know how it goes down. That's part one. But part two, now, if you play football, all my football players out there, you know, it's a slap on the booty, you know what I mean, when you get good play. Why would you slap a police officer on the booty? What did the police officer do to deserve a slap on the booty? They wasn't out there on the field. They wasn't in the game. They wasn't out there catching no passes and running no routes. Why did you slap this male police officer on the booty, OBJ? And then he sent out a message. My team working it out. Now your team trying to get with them and pay this off. But it ain't going to work, OBJ. The officer wants your head. Pause. Okay. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Odell Beckham, sit down somewhere. Sit down.
No Limit Larry.
Now, we ride this thing.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
8:24 here in the Queen City. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News, quickie. Burpee, you might not like this one. I know that you watched HBO's Watchmen.
Yeah,
right?
I heard.
Well, it may not be getting another season. Word is the creator of the show said he's not really interested in returning to the show because he's already told the story that he wanted to tell in the first season. So,
sound about right.
He said, I'm done already.
Were you looking forward to a second season?
I was. But the way that it ended well.
It was a great ending. So, I mean, if they don't come back, it's cool.
Yeah.
But
I was watching it over the Christmas holiday with my family.
Regina King did a thing.
She did. She did a great job. So if you're a Watchmen fan, unfortunately, it looks like it might not be coming back to HBO. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's time to find out what's popping for the weekend. You already know me and Butterfinger's going to kick it off tonight. We had $2 Fridays at the White House, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Pull up on us. We got that $150 VIP, free admission to midnight. And then tomorrow night, live from the Monarch Room, it goes down. It's Power 98, killing it on Friday and Saturday nights.
All right. It is a holiday weekend also celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. It's kicking off tomorrow with a parade that's going down in Uptown Charlotte right there on Tryon. That kicks off at 8 a.m. And then on Monday, don't forget about the YMCA's prayer breakfast that's going down at the Charlotte Convention Center in the Crown Ballroom, kicking off at 8 a.m. For more details about that, log on to our website, power98fm.com.
All right. Y'all know the movie's coming out this weekend, but no other movie matters this weekend. Other than We Ride Together, We Die Together. Bad Boys for Life. We went
bad
saw
boys, Bad Boys.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Yeah, just like that. Those are the exact words. That it dropped last night. Make sure y'all go see that. We went and saw the screen, and the movie is phenomenal. It's great. A shout out A+ to Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, man. The movie is great. Y'all make sure y'all go check that out this weekend.
All right, Shark, what we doing this weekend on the music, baby?
Boy, you know where you can find me running around 485 bumping that
C-B-D.
Rich running.
Y'all see, y'all need to get my part, man.
You didn't do it right.
I did it right for me. I'm doing my thing. New music coming out today, man. Sunny Digital dropped one. Bankroll Freddy. Rest in peace. Mac Miller dropped one. Well, he didn't drop it. One drop called Circles. Eminem dropped one, too. Music to be Murdered. And you know what today is. What came out, bro? What's up?
Oh, yeah, you know what's going on. It's the Rich Young in North Carolina's richest young in the streets, hottest young in Big Four Town, stunning for Vegas. $1 billion baby zone. Quit playing.
You know what it is.
In the building. When we come back, we gonna hear him live at Charlotte's Plugs, Power 98.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
Talking to Fuss on game.
On game, Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Tap into the madhouse because it's going down. We got him in the building. Album drop today.
Yep.
It's out right now. Rich Youngin, Stunner for Vegas, a.k.a. Big Four Time.
Four Time. For Vegas.
Big 41, you know what's going on, man.
Congratulations on your album.
I appreciate that.
It's fire.
Yeah, definitely fire.
Yes, sir.
We all been riding to it this morning. What's your favorite track on the album?
R&B for sure.
Why is that one your favorite?
That's the beat on the album that sound different from a lot of beats y'all wouldn't expect me to, you feel me, choose.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran it the whole time. First verse, second verse, walk it down, you feel me? So
yeah.
That's dope.
Talk to us about your name. How you get your name? Stunner for Vegas.
It's really like, Fort Vegas was like a street clique that we had started in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and a couple other dudes. They name still is something Fort Vegas on Instagram. You
okay.
Feel me? But like the Fort Vegas, the clique came into play way before I was a rapper. You feel me?
Okay.
So when I started rapping and I wanted to take off the Fort Vegas, just call me Stunner because they was already calling me Stunner too.
Mm-hmm.
That was my nickname.
That's what's up.
The baby was like, nah, that shit is unique, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
If that's what y'all came up on, don't stop it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stunner for Vegas, live inside the Madhouse. Album out right now. Rich Youngin. How does it feel to be dropping another project, man?
Man, it feel great. It feel great. Mm-hmm. I ain't even done yet.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't nowhere near done. That was only 12 tracks. I got like 3 more mixtapes to drop. Albums to drop this year.
Wow.
How did it feel going on your own tour last year? Well, you went on your own tour. You started off, you was with Baby first.
Yeah.
And then you branched off and you did your own thing. How did that feel to start
that
your own tour?
That feel great.
Yeah.
A lot of artists ain't never even, you feel me? I just talked to Black Youngster the other day. Shout out to Black Youngster.
Mm-hmm.
He going on his first headline tour.
Oh, really?
Like, just now, you feel me?
Wow.
But you know he came into the game
a while ago.
Rowdy, yeah. You feel me? So they were probably scared to have him at them venues like that. But, yeah, it was great, you feel me? Like, it was a great feeling. Some cities went crazy. Like, some cities did what I ain't expected to do, you feel me?
So, I was watching an interview a couple months ago, DJ Drama. He kind of gave you a co-sign. He was like, boy, this is the next hottest youngin' in the game. How does it feel to get co-signs from other OGs in the rap game right now?
Man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Shout out to DJ Drama, though. Mm-hmm. So he was rocking with me and Baby before, like, labels had started reaching out, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. He was trying to make that move before we did what we did.
Stunner for Vegas, live in the Madhouse. Your album dropped today, but along with the album, y'all make some of the craziest videos. Yeah. Where do the concepts for these videos come about? Do you give your input, or is that all real ghosts? Who's coming up with these videos?
Nah, it's like a team effort. It's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Team effort for sure. I give a lot of credit to Baby though, you feel me? Like, cause bruh is a rapper. Like, he don't never supposed to come out of rapper mode, you feel me? You feel me? He come out of rapper mode all the time just to step into manager mode for Stunner, you feel me? Like, we dropping some crazy visuals with the project probably next week that Baby and the Real Goats came up with, you feel me? But it be a team effort. Yeah. Like, they tell me what they want and then they still say, We need your 2 cents, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's your video, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it'd be a team effort.
BD Entertainment going crazy right now.
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah,
BDB.
Entertainment going crazy
Hottest
right now.
Hottest label in the world.
Oh.
Oh, my bad.
You good? We got to take a break, bro. We're coming back. Coming out here.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, what? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
For new hip hop and R&B.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry in the Water Madhouse. Rich Youngin in the building.
Yes, sir.
Stunner for Vegas live inside the Madhouse. Album out today. It's called Rich Youngin. Make sure you go download it everywhere you can get albums. Before we left off, I was asking you about the label and everybody in the label. Like, you got Rich Dunk, you got yourself, you got the Baby, you got the Kid, you got 704 Chop. How did all y'all click up and make it pop off?
I'm pretty sure Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment was already, like, it was already in the works because of Baby, you feel me? He just on top of his business.
Mm-hmm.
But when me and Baby linked up, I think me, Baby, and Kid linked up at the same time, to be honest. Like, we all linked up at the same concert. Like, Baby hit me, like, come perform at this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure he hit up Kid, like, come DJ at this show. Mm-hmm. It was a Greensboro show, Eastside No Stress Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that night was epic, bro. Like, that night was epic, you feel me? I'm pretty sure Kid won't ever forget that night. Baby won't, TG won't, you feel me? Like, everybody who got something to do with this for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, that's the night that made it all come together. It was like when bro brought me out and Kid did his set or whatever, it was just like, that was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It was like chemistry there.
Yeah.
From the jump.
And that's, so, you know what, that's the same way Kid described it too when he was there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's what's up.
For sure then.
You talk about 6 months.
Tell me.
6 months
two
on
months,
your album.
2 months.
But you spent a lot of money.
Ask
Kid mama. Ask anybody that worked at the office.
Hey, I can tell you, well, you already iced it though. I mean, did Johnny do all that?
Yeah, man. Johnny done did all this.
What's your guilty pleasure? Like, you spend your money, you like, man, I always spend my money on this.
Clothes. I never had, like, what I always wanted growing up, you feel me? So, now that I got it, I ain't, you feel me?
Yeah.
Now that North Carolina got the hottest artist in the world.
For sure.
Are you reaching back to, are you looking to put more North Carolina artists on first, or is it just anybody who sound hot?
I tried to put some artists on. Like, I tried to, and they ain't, you feel me? Like,
ain't cut it.
They ain't ready.
It was just like, I ain't. I tried to, though. I had already tried to. Like, I was trying to see certain people win. Like, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. when Baby did it for me, I tried to do it. Like, and I tried to do it so quick, to be honest, it threw me off track of what I really was supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you feel me? Like, but Salisbury, like, I'm pretty sure that a lot of y'all and a lot of other people don't know that it's a lot of hidden talent in Salisbury, you feel me? So when I shake the game how I'm supposed to, that's where I'm going to go. Like, I'm going to go pick up a couple from down there.
You just heard that song. And that's what I wanted to ask you about. I'm sorry. He said Salisbury. Yeah. That's what I want to ask you. Because sometimes you sort of get hidden under Charlotte, but you're from Salisbury.
Yeah, for sure.
What does this mean, you being from Salisbury and doing this?
And I mean the world to my city, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for sure.
It's like he says, definitely a lot of talent. I come up there to Firewater all the time and do the club up there, so it's definitely popping up there.
I was in Firewater one night when you was there.
Yeah, I remember. TME, my man Thomas, bring me up there all the time, so shout out to him. But it's a lot of talent up there.
You just heard that song that I played for my thoughts. He didn't want to sign you, Burpee.
I don't know if he's trying to sign you, Burpee.
Stop for Vegas.
I don't know if you're still looking for.
I mean, you better be parodies of somebody in the videos.
This man do not want to be funny.
You gotta be able to do art to make a song like that.
I'm great at interludes.
What do you look for in an art? What would you look for in an artist? Like, what would say? Boy, I got to have this artist right here. I can make him go.
He just got to be consistent. Like, you got to be consistent more than anything, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Like, you got to be consistent. You can't be, like, scary, you feel me? Like, like, you got to be able to come up here and talk to y'all, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and talk to y'all, like, and entertain the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to, like, you can't be rapping something and not standing on that, you feel me? Like, you can't be saying you would do this and do that, and then when something go down, you don't do it, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. All right, we're going to drop something off the album, man. We got that one with you and Offset. It's called Up the Smoke.
Up the Smoke, out now. Rich Youngin, out now. Streaming everywhere. Go get it and die.
You got to do both. You got to and die. Come on out here.
By Create.
Up the Smoke. Dominate Choke.
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Big folk time in the building.
The richest youngin' alive, street's hottest youngin'.
In here. Definitely
out here.
Album out right now. If you had to tell somebody in 20 seconds why to go pick up your album, what would you say?
I say the music is authentic. It's real. Everything I'm saying is like facts, you feel me? I'm not just hopping on the beat, rapping, or going in the studio, getting a burst of rap and rapping. You feel me? Like, it's all real. It's all real. None of it is fake. It's authentic music. Great music. I'm the street's hottest youngin'. I'm the richest youngin' in the rap game. I'm the richest youngin' in North Carolina.
Facts.
Y'all need to go get that tape, man.
All facts.
What is the craziest thing you've done with the label? Because I told Kid, I saw y'all in Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. I want to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's the craziest thing? Because y'all was also in London. So what's the craziest thing y'all did as a label so far?
I say Germany.
Mm.
I say Germany. Is that the one where I got booked for my own set? Probably Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went somewhere overseas, and they booked me and Baby.
Oh, wow.
Like, they booked me last minute. They found out Baby brought me and was like, tell Stunner if he performed his own set at some festival, that, you feel me, we'll break him off or whatever, you feel me?
Run that bag up.
It's fun. It's always fun going anywhere with bro, you feel me? But when you can go get your own money too, you feel me? Like,
that makes it even better.
So it's a win-win when you got your own set. Then you get to come out later with Baby.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? So
who were some of the producers that you had on the album?
On the album, Bankroll, Got It. They did that track number one.
Yeah.
I got a lot of youngins on there. I got a lot of youngins on there. Like, Create, he did Animal. He did that Up the Smoke with me and Offset.
Mm.
Beat by Jeff. He a youngin too. Focus. He did that R&B. He a youngin' too. Who else I got on there? 20 from the city. 20 and first from the city.
Yeah, that's what's up.
20 and first. That's it. I kept it like, you feel me? The only people who I didn't who I just met was Bankroll Got It. And they two white guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to the white people on Stunner app.
I always say that though, because I was expecting when I met him, to run into some young, you feel me?
Right. Bankroll Got It. Sound like some young.
They do.
I'm telling you.
Hey, as long as the beat slam, it don't matter. Like that.
You walk in the studio. Slam. Hey, Stunner, how are you?
Good day.
Top of the morning to you.
Would you like a beat?
Put these instruments together for you.
Like, what?
Hey, out of all of you all, who is the prankster out of the crew? Always cracking jokes. Doing something crazy.
Y'all know Coach, right?
Yeah. Coach?
Okay. Really?
For sure. TG, him. Like, y'all ain't seen his page yesterday?
The last couple days,
he been posting videos of Will Smith, like, old episodes from Fresh Prince, like, saying, my tape drops.
Yeah.
I got something for him.
You got this Blockbuster Video shirt on. What you doing? You don't know nothing about no Blockbuster Video, man.
Come on now. I grew up in that era.
Okay.
We ain't had cable.
Yeah. Gotta go get them videos. Make sure they're back in time.
In the store.
Go rent them videos and keep them. And ain't never get them videos back.
That's a hot
hoodie though.
I like that. That's a whole little fit. Shout out to my people, Hollywood Hunter. He a youngin' from the Carolinas.
No, that's what's
this
up.
This is
clothing line.
So you definitely supporting the Carolinas with everything you do.
I'm all for the Carolinas for sure.
That's big.
What's up, bro?
What's next? Is there something outside of music that you want to do? Is it like clothing or is it acting or something like that?
I do want to do a clothing line. Mm-hmm. I just don't have time for it, but I want to do like. Not just regular full times merch. I want to do like a clothing line because y'all see, I'm like the freshest rapper in the game for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody in the gang you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
21 NBA YoungBoy. I locked in with 21 though. Like, I locked in with him in person and got his number. Like we text each other. Like you feel me? What up, bro? What you got going on? So, but NBA YoungBoy for sure.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Got rich in 6 months. What was the first thing you bought? Like the first thing you was like, boy, I'm,
expensive
I'm,
thing,
I'm going to get that today. What was that? What was that item?
A car. I had bought a Jeep before I signed, like with Interscope.
Mm-hmm.
I was already making money, like with Baby and Coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just went and cashed out on a little Jeep. And then the next biggest thing was a career for my mama.
That's what's up. That's big right there.
What's the last thing that you watched on television? Like show or
Flavor
something.
Flav.
No cap.
The whole season.
The whole season. With hoops and everybody on there?
Huh?
Was that the one with hoops on it?
Yeah. I just found out hoops left, bruh.
Yeah.
She left, bruh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, he was into that show, but she left? What you leave him for?
That's what I said on the reunion. He talking about hoops, got to explain what happened and stuff. I'm like, dang. She basically used brother to get right with
him. Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, yeah, you know that. All of them. Well, they used each other. You know, it brought Flay back in the game, and Flay made all them girls on there. He made them a ton of money. Every last one of them. I know he did.
Would you do like a for love? Like Stunner for Love?
That would be dope. Stunner for Love. That would be dope.
Don't ask me that right here.
But it's people in the building.
It's TV. It's fake. It don't count. It's TV. It's fake.
He wouldn't do that.
We know who would win.
Yes, exactly.
You feel me? I just bring my lady on there and not even tell everybody what's going on.
I see what you did there.
It's a lot of money in that reality TV. I can see that for you. Like I could visualize that.
Reality TV show?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I could definitely
for
see
sure.
that.
For sure. I wish it, like me and Bravo was already thinking about doing something. Like start showing the world more of me and not just the music part.
Because I don't
drop the blogs and stuff, but we about to get into all that.
That's what's up. Stunner for Vegas, man. Album out today. Make sure y'all go download it. Make sure y'all go get it everywhere you can stream music.
Who is that white lady on your cover, your album cover?
It's Patty.
Patty, Lounge. Who is Patty?
That's the funniest album cover what? Out right now.
Hilarious. Patty.
All them
lit.
Old white people. He like that. Like
Patty.
Yes,
Patty,
serve me.
Patty run the spot when we ain't there.
Patty is lit. Yes. Love Patty.
Smiling hard.
Well, you've been talking about this song this morning, this R&B.
Yeah.
We're going to drop it.
Let's go.
Let's check it out right now from
Let's
now.
Go.
Charlotte's plug, you heard it here first, Power 98.
Oh, that's nice focus.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98 WPG, good morning. Who is this?
It's Nod.
What up, Nod?
What's up, big host?
We're going to play Black Smart, Nod. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Nod, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Yes, sir.
What? Kick it off for him, Burpee.
All right, I need you to tell me, who was Will Smith talking about when he asked Uncle Phil, how come he don't want me, man? How come he don't want me?
He said who Will was talking to?
Who is he talking about?
Who is he talking about?
His daddy. He's talking about his dad.
He's talking about his father.
About his
You're
dad.
Correct. That is correct.
He was talking about
that
his correct. Dad. All right. In the movie.
I was worried for a second. In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie.
All right.
In the movie, Players Club. What was Bernie Mac's character name?
Go ahead and give me a buzz on that.
Oh, what? You don't know that one, big dog. That's what you said, buddy. Okay, all right.
No.
All right, you got the third and final one, Burp, or you want me to
go ahead.
All right, your last question. We're trying to give you these tickets to go see Issa Rae in a brand new movie. What is the name of Issa Rae's series or TV show on HBO?
Lisa Rae.
Issa Rae. Not Lisa.
Issa Rae, you
know,
man.
What? You know what? You know what?
Do you know the answer? I don't have no confidence in you.
He don't
know. I don't know the answer.
Oh,
no,
damn.
No.
What was his name, Cephas?
His name was Nod.
Nod?
Yeah.
Yep, that sounds about right. Was he black? Oh.
Hell no. Hell no. To the no. Yeah, to the no. No.
If you want to win these tickets on Black Smart, you got to answer these questions. 570-WPEG. Oh, Lord.
Damn it, Nod!
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicle.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, who this?
Ashley.
What up, Ashley?
What's up?
You trying to play Black Smart?
Yes, I am.
All right, in the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Just ask it, I'm tired of this.
In the movie Players Club, what was Bernie Mac's character name?
Dollar Bill,
okay. What is the name of Issa Rae's TV show on HBO?
Insecure.
Daddy, oh, you got it.
You win.
Because
who you over there whispering to?
Because you know, you knew what Issa Rae's show was called on HBO. We were going to send you to go see her movie called The Photograph. It's the advanced screening going down Wednesday, February 12th. I need you to tell us what station hooked you up with them passes, babe.
Power 98.
You Why better you whispering?
I'm not whispering.
You are whispering. You are work. Whispering.
Stop sneaking on the phone at work. Somebody either kidnapped you or you at work. One. Get out the back of the van.
Get out of the van. Stunner from Vegas still alive inside the madhouse. We got to drop some more. We got to drop some more of this heat from the album.
Come on now, Rich Younger, out now everywhere.
Yep, definitely in the building with us. I want to play this one with you and the baby. That do that.
Bank wrong.
Drop that right now. Charlotte's plug.
Oh, mind me, this nigga four times got rich in 6 months. I don't like you.
Power 98 WPEG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Rich Youngin out now. Stunner from Vegas live inside the madhouse.
Yes, sir.
The morning madhouse, stupid.
Yes, sir. Stunner from Vegas is in here, man. What do you expect this album to do? Like, when you were in the studio, you was like, I want this album to go here, to reach this person, reach that person. What did you expect it to do?
I wanted it to reach everybody that Big Four Times didn't reach, you feel me?
Mm.
Even when I dropped Big Four Times,
mm-hmm.
like, I think I know I charted top 10 the night I dropped, for sure.
Mm.
I got up to, like, number 4, but
yeah.
it sat at number 4 for a good minute.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel me? It was just this time around. I gotta see what it feel like to be number one. I don't care if it's for a day.
Yeah.
You want to get
up
there.
Yeah, I needed to go number one. I need y'all to go stream and download The Rich Young.
That's what's up.
Right now.
Once it go number one, we dropping again.
When you're not in the studio, when you're not making songs, not on the road, what does Stunner for Vegas like to do outside of music?
Shop, for sure.
you don't play no sports? Like, you don't hoop? You don't play football? Nothing like that?
Nah. I mean, I used to, like, try when I was a kid, but I don't do it for fun now.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't do it for now. I'll probably play the game before I go play sports.
Yeah. Wait.
He got a career now. Can't be out there playing sports.
Hey, man, you know, we got a celebrity game on the way. I'm trying to get Stun out there on the court.
Can't do a show.
Yeah.
You're going to go crazy.
What game you like to play, 2K or Madden?
2K, Call of Duty.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll be on.
What's your online name? Stunner for Vegas?
Nah, Double R Rich Youngin.
Double R Rich. I'm going to look you up. But let's play the game. Stunner, let's go.
Come on now. That Call of Duty, that's cross play. I'll be on there every
day. Modern Warfare, y'all got Xbox. Yeah. Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you, you on the Xbox or the PS5? You on the Xbox or the PS5?
Xbox One.
Okay, that's what's up. Xbox.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on there. We just got the company. We got a big video game station that we just got into. We're going to be all into that. I'm going to be playing sports, posting videos. Yeah. I'm on Twitch, YouTube, mm-hmm. all that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to be doing all that.
We're trying to get some celebs involved, so we're definitely going to reach out to you for
come
that.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm coming. If I'm in the city, I'm coming.
So you say you like to shop. What store you like to shop in? Like, what's your favorite store to shop in?
I say, like, Saks Fifth for real? Yeah, because it's like everything in there, you feel me? But Bape, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should know that, though. Like, but that's my favorite clothing line.
Your favorite designer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really see Bape as a designer, but.
Mm. Okay.
Now, when you first got into music, who were some of your inspirations? Like, who was you like? What made you get into rapping?
I think just, like, me being from where I'm from made me get into rapping. Because not one rapper made me want to rap. Because for real, I was already like, you don't know if what they're saying is, feel me, that's their life. And rappers influence people to do a lot of stuff that they would never even do, you feel me?
Yeah,
right.
A lot of rappers.
Right. You're right, though. We talk about that all the time because we go to forums, we go to schools, and we have to educate, you know, we have to educate the youth. Like, a lot of these rappers that I listen to, they ain't did none of that, what they talking about.
Ain't did none of that. Yeah. At all. I done met rappers and been like, dang. I thought he was like that. But down south rappers for sure. Like,
yeah.
I was like, listen, I was big on T.I., Gucci. I was big on people like T-Pain, you feel me? Whatever was, you feel me? It was like down south. That's the sound that made me want to make music, for sure.
That's what's up.
A lot of jewels on. I talked about this earlier. You said you got those from Johnny. Now go through the jewels you got on. What you got on over there?
I'm light right now.
He light and icy right now though.
Yeah, I'm light right now. But I got the new piece, the Rich Younger piece. Mm-hmm. It's my face.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's me right.
That's
there.
What's up.
Face tats and all.
Okay. I can't see the details from here. Okay, I can see it.
Every face tat I got on my face is on his face too.
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
It sure is.
Yeah, that's
I
dope.
See. It's so bright. I couldn't see.
I mean, it's icy.
I tried to look. I had to squint a little bit so I could see. Woo, that boy shining, boy.
You got that big, nice watch on. Are you a watch? I'm a watch person. Like, most days I got on some type of watch. Like, are you a watch person?
I turned into a watch person for sure. I wasn't that big. Like, the first thing I grabbed was my teeth and my $1 billion baby piece. And then I was like, I think I got my first watch. And Baby was like, yeah, now you a big dog. Because I ain't go get no, you feel me? This a 41. Not the other one that costs like $8,000, you feel me?
That's rich people talk.
Yeah, rich people. Yeah.
If you got a Rolex, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you meant when you said 41. I know what you meant.
We're talking about Rolex.
Yeah, we're talking about Rolex. I'm a white person, so I knew what you were talking about.
The face size.
Yeah, size of the face of Rolex is a 41.
I thought you were talking about fossil. I didn't know.
Nah, Burpee, come on. Another tax bracket. About 2-3 more tax brackets. Come on up. Come on up,
wait,
man.
Wait till I get a couple more seasons, and then I know what you're talking about.
You're going to need a lot more seasons for that.
I'm going to watch, man, though. I got another one, a two-tone.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Now, I ain't made it to that level yet, but I love watches. Like, every city I go in, I'm always looking for a watch store where I could buy a watch out that city. And I remember I bought that watch in that city. That's how I am. Yeah.
That's what's up. I just watch watches.
Baby, you can buy a fossil in every city.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say I was out there buying Rolexes like him.
I still watch
fossils. I just said I buy a watch.
I still watch fossils.
Stutter for Vegas live inside the Madhouse. We doing it big inside the Madhouse. We got to drop another banger off the album. You said you want to drop that on fire.
Yeah, that on fire, number 2 on the album, Rich Young. It's out everywhere. Go get that.
Stupid.
It's Rich Young. Coach 41.
Hello!
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and our beers. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all see how we doing it real big inside the Madhouse. Rich Youngin dropping today.
Yes,
stunt up for Vegas in the building.
The
one time.
Young,
y'all see who done
Vegas
pulled
on
up with us? Come I can't on, say nothing.
I just told y'all. You ain't got to announce it, but I just told you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm the only person that'll get him to step out of rapper mode.
Yeah, you right.
Come on now.
You right.
It wasn't supposed to be a surprise.
Okay.
It's not a surprise.
It ain't. Be in the building, Rich Youngin out right now, man.
What's up,
right?
Sir?
Our platform.
I just got one question for you real quick.
What it do?
The Grammys, the Grammys, the Grammys, the Grammys.
It's going down.
Yes, sir.
It's his.
It's going down next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm more than excited, man. It's the Grammys, man. You know, we from Charlotte.
Whoa!
We already won. Soon as we got nominated.
You said in the song that you was thinking about who you was going to thank at the Grammys. So, yeah, do you got your speech together?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we always ready. We always on point over here. $1 billion Baby Entertainment. Rich Youngin out right now.
I just got one request. Can I get a shout out?
This show, man. I give you shout outs everywhere I go. I'm going to get up there. Hey, look, shout out to Power 98, man.
No, I want to know the Larry. I don't care
okay,
about
okay,
nothing.
Okay, okay. You want your name? Okay, bet. We're going to make it happen.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to make it happen. I'm gonna throw Incog in there. You know, you're gonna make it happen. Burpee. You see what I'm saying?
Look, I ain't even had to say my name.
Look, hey, it's going down.
Now, I know you gotta be excited for this young man, though.
Man,
like
more
you
than
said,
excited.
You
I'm
jumping
in
the manager mode for him.
Fresh out the plane. My flight got delayed. I wanted to be here the whole time just to experience it, man, just to be a part, you know what I mean, of his journey and just to watch it. His growth, man, it's been phenomenal. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just like how I'm from Charlotte going to the Grammys. He from Salisbury. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this look what he got going on. You know what I mean? He got an album that's charting right now. He got all A1 producers on there. It ride from start to finish. I'm more excited about his album than I was about mine.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So it's just a pleasure to be a part of his journey, man. And just to watch him evolve as an artist and handle the business around the music. You know what I mean? And really put thought into putting whole projects together. You know what I mean? Like real projects together. Like what he just dropped was a classic. So
mm-hmm.
I'm more than excited. Rich Youngin out right now.
Man, we're excited for everything that's going on in the Carolinas. We were saying, yes, Carolinas, man. We up one. Not Carolinas, we up two.
Dunk next.
Oh, for sure.
Baby Entertainment.
Come on now. It's going down. And it's like, you know, these other artists, they know too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we around them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Now. Like,
they
know what's going on. You know what I mean? They probably finna get quiet on me. They probably finna stop being our friends because they know. They like, boy, you know what I mean? They seen what we just did 2019, and they're like, top of the year, they going to come like that. You know what I mean? I've been riding to it. Like, I ain't just no, you know, I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether I'm a part of the situation or not. Like, he got the hardest project
it's
out
hard.
Right now. I've been listening to music because I just been, you know, I've been just sitting back soaking music up. I still been working and recording, but that Rich Youngin is like that.
Yeah, so
it's like that. I missed like 3-4 turns on the highway last night on the way to the airport. I swear to God, if my flight wasn't delayed, I probably would have missed it. For real.
I asked Stunner earlier. I said, "What's his favorite track on the album? What's your favorite track that you heard so far? Like you've been banging."
Man, I thought I had a favorite till I missed all them X's on the highway last night. I'm telling you, I got new favorites now. I don't know, man. It depends on what mood I'm in. But, you know, it don't matter what mood you're in. That's one thing about his music.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to turn you up. You know what I mean? It's gonna turn you up. You ain't got no choice. Ain't no listening to it with the volume halfway up. Ain't no driving the speed limit when you listen to it. But we ain't promoting reckless driving. You get what I'm saying? I'm gonna go with boy, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I got like three or four of them. Not the one with me on it.
That ain't my favorite one. I chose R&B this morning.
R&B like that. That's real music.
I chose that this morning.
I like R&B. I like Russian.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. We're going to drop that Russian.
Let's drop Russian.
I got my chain. You know how you getting everybody changed? $1 billion
Y'all's babies. On the way. I told y'all that last. They on the way.
But it's $1,000 bet.
You got one?
It's $1,000 bet. It ain't $1 billion
bet. $1,000 bet, man. Look.
I'm on the way.
Hey, whatever's clever, man. Hey, look, whatever, we got to start somewhere. Yeah, believe it. We got to crawl before we walk, don't it?
I want the chain and the teeth because y'all teeth be icy.
It ain't got all them letters on it. It just say 1K.
That ain't the right one, then, man. We got to fix that. That ain't the right one. That's something else.
That's all I can afford, bro.
Hey, holla at the Rich Youngin.
Rich Youngin out right now. We're going to drop this Russian on y'all. Leave y'all with this. We're coming right back after this.
Let's go.
Plug. It's Power 98. Power 98 WPJ Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. $1 billion baby entertainment in the building. Stunner from Vegas. Rich Youngin out right now. If you ain't downloaded, you ain't streamed it yet, go ahead and do it.
Or suck something and die.
You got to do both. You got to and die.
He said something.
And die. He did say something.
I like how you did that.
Go.
And die. You got to do both.
Hey, whatever Stunner say, I'm with it. I don't care what it is.
Come on now. We on no limit, Larry.
Exactly. Ain't no limit.
Good morning, man.
Ain't
no limit. The morning, they know they reckless up here too, bro. They gonna be yourself up here, man.
Come on.
They ain't going to let you be nobody else up here. That's one thing about the Morning Man House. They going to bring it up out you. You come in sitting up like this, you're going to leave like this. You're going to be like this before you leave, fool around with them, man. For real.
Whatever Stunner say, I'm with it. Let's go, boy. Get that album, stupid.
Tell me.
Why y'all get this guy started, man?
Don't give me that Rich Youngin effect.
That's what it do to you. That's that Rich Youngin effect.
I had some Tahitian treat, too. I'm on one.
I'm telling you.
They gave you a Tahitian treat.
I'm telling you.
That boy turnt. Then I gave him all that sugar.
It's going to go like that.
Man, so album out. Are you doing any album release parties? Are you doing anything like that for the album?
We gonna put something together in the city.
In Charlotte?
We gonna put something together, ain't we?
What I wanted to do, I was gonna call you about it yesterday.
I'm just so busy.
A free concert.
Free concert?
Yeah, I wanted to do a free concert.
Free concert?
Well, look at what we just did.
He got press in LA next week, and then in New York the following week. We tried to do it this weekend. Mm-hmm. I really didn't holler at him about it yet. We try to do it this weekend, one of these days. I try to do it either today or tomorrow, but the Fillmore, it was booked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I wanted to do it there, like on a real stage. I ain't want to do it at no club. If you do it at a club, that'll just be him going to celebrate, like, you know what I mean, after party. Like, I ain't want to.
Right.
It's a real deal album. Like, this a classic, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it got to be treated like that. So I just wanted to, and he's a real performer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, I don't know if a lot of people, like, know or not. Like, yeah, he lit in real life, too. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's different. You know, you come see one of his shows, you see a show. You know what I mean? Like, he go crazy. He come out before me, I hear him. I be back there. I be backstage in the green room ready to get out there. Like, well, I need some of that. Boy, they out there going crazy. You get what I'm saying? So I want to really make sure it's the right stage and he can come out there and really show Charlotte what he got going on, man.
That's what I mean?
Charlotte and surrounding areas. Salisbury, where he from. I just want everybody to be able to come and just enjoy it without even having no money. You know what I mean? So we're going to put together a free show, for sure.
Ooh.
Rich Youngin concert.
Go ahead. I got Miss Jessica is on my live.
What is Jessica doing now?
Why you even leave then?
Jessica, get on the bus, yo.
Just stay here.
Just get on the bus, Jessica. Tell
what you
got
to say?
Get on the bus. I had to get on the bus, y'all. I'm sorry.
You had to get on the bus. Okay.
See what I'm saying? That's what you get for leaving work early.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I did not...
Stop playing
with these. Who got you getting on the bus?
Stop playing with these white folk money. Did she have a question or something?
No, she just wanted to get on live. She just wanted to see Stunner. Oh, she get on my nerves.
So listen.
Don't do that. I'm still trying to sweep that under the rug, man. You know what I mean?
Hey man, listen.
We ain't doing no more shows like that, man.
Okay,
It was the first, though.
It was the first.
That one hurt.
I don't know who held the camera. He was on it like
this. Right. Since you brought it up.
That one hurt.
Because a lot of people, I'm going to walk you through how it went for us.
Right.
Real quick. So we backstage, and we waiting. I see your whole team. When I say your whole team is in the building, your whole team, family, everybody in the building. So I'm like, boy, he about to come out here and woo. Then I see faces start dropping. I'm like, oh, something going on. I was like, something going on. So I look at Incog shake his head. I look at Serena, she shake her head. I'm like, oh.
Like, what bad news?
Leslie pacing back and forth. So I'm like, oh, Lord. Man. So I hit Incog. You know, I always ask Incog, my favorite word is, what's wrong, big dog?
Listen,
he looked at me and said, boy. I said, oh, no, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
It was
something.
On the runway, too. It was lifting up. It went up a little bit. You see what I'm saying? And boom, they slammed on the brakes. We like, oh, we drinking wine. I had just put a video up. I'm on the way.
I saw it.
I'm on the way to the crib. I got my feet crossed. I'm flexing. You I'm like, ooh, what? I'm on the jet. I'm on the way. And plane got scared. We dropping on the wine, fell on his lap and everything. You know what I mean? He mad. He mad as a. We look up. I'm like, what's going on to the pilot? We got bad news. We got to go back. I said, boy, I got to call Rich Young. And I called him. I said, yep. Look. I say, look, Stunner. Look. The time is now.
He did it. And he did.
That's what you told him.
I say, look, I need you to do what you do best. You know what I mean? I need you to make them forget about me. I need you to hold it down. Go crazy.
That was still hard.
I said, go crazy. Yeah, man. It still, but the turnout, though, man, it just showed, you know, how much love the city really got.
Listen,
you know what I mean? For the entire movement, man.
It was a surreal moment.
I ain't even, because you know, we from here.
Yeah.
I said that flight wasn't going to make it. I said, boy.
Boy, they going to tear it up.
And it's Bojangles Coliseum. I said, boy, they finna tear that up. I'm telling you. I let that honor. I said, boy, honor.
I didn't even know what was going on.
Your kids there too? He called Tamika. Get my daughter out of there right now. Right now.
I didn't even know what was happening. I was leaving the bar when Larry said, and they was.
I said, we got bad news.
Then
they came and got me and said, you got to make the announcement. I said, no, I don't.
Exactly, boy.
No,
oh, my goodness.
I said, I'm not going to make this announcement. They already got reason to hate me. They're
I'm
not going to hate me.
You,
no
don't
more.
Give them that ammo, man. It's Charlotte.
But you know who came and shut it down, though? Rich Young shut it down.
And that's it. I don't even know if he understands that.
He shut
that,
it
like,
down. He shut it down.
You know, for them to not, for them to respond the way they responded to him delivering that news, don't nobody want to be, you know what I mean, the bearer of that bad news, right? Not in Charlotte. Like, it don't matter who it is. It ain't even about baby coming. It don't matter who it is. If they came out there, you know, they got their hair done, they got their nails done. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Fellas went and got their best fit together.
It was like that.
Yeah, they was Jimmy Jazzed out, but
exactly.
Detail out to the point.
Exactly. Hey, you crazy, boy. Don't do my city like that.
I
used to go every day.
I still go.
Might go today. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't be having them on the road. You know what I mean? But nah, for him to be able to go out there, you know what I mean, and carry the weight for me, man, and you know what I mean, and to hold it down, that just go to show you his growth as an artist again. You get what I'm saying? That's major right there. You know what I mean? That's crowd control. That's showmanship. You know what I mean? That's teamwork. You know, so, and that's what we got going on over here.
Speaking of teamwork, the creative control behind the scenes to come up with them putting you on FaceTime to be the first artist to do that, that made it legit from just us having to go out there and make the announcement.
Making
an announcement, and then people like, yo, like, you know how people do.
Right.
He just ain't come. He did it, blah, 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 blah. So by you actually showing up and y'all making the announcement together, that made it 10 times better. Mm-hmm. It went viral. Mm-hmm. First artist to do that. And it was really, like, on the backside of things, that was really dope. And it was really a smart idea.
For sure.
So it's all about making it happen. Whole team plugged in on that one.
Yeah, we adapt. There's about to be plenty of FaceTime concerts now.
Yeah, we adapt.
I bet.
But see, I doubt they go for it with other people. Mm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I doubt they're going to go for it. It ain't going to go like that, man. It's something real special what we got going on in this city. And we just got to keep pushing the envelope. The state as a whole, we just got to keep pushing the envelope, man. It's a whole new vibe out here now. You know what I mean? It's a whole new vibe. And it's just a blessing to be at the forefront of that. You know what I mean? It's just a blessing for us to be able to
to bring that to the table, for us to have that responsibility. And we, you know, we putting it on our shoulders with our heads held high, and we gonna keep it rocking. We gonna adapt to any situation like always, and we gonna keep pushing forward. Rich right. Youngin' out right now.
Right now, stupid.
Rich Youngin' out right now. Go download it everywhere you can stream music, man. We appreciate yes, both of y'all being in the building.
What's up, son? And, die.
And die.
You got to do both. You got to
say. Stop
die.
Saying that.
We got the free concert. We're going to be letting them know about the free concert. We'll see y'all on Monday, man. Thank you, Rich Youngin'. Thank you, the baby's pound out here.
Big photons. The street's hottest youngin', stupid. And I'm rocking with Morning Madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.